Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Welcome to Domain Masters. This is a show where you learn to be the master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain value and monetization strategies, how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business or gain favorable position in the search engines, power tools of the trade, and power players in the industry. Domain Masters brings it to you week after week right here on WebmasterRadio.fm. A new episode of Domain Masters can be heard anytime on WebmasterRadio.fm. Actually, they play a new episode every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. My name is Victor Pitts, and I'm your host. Tonight on Domain Masters, we're joined by Patrick Riddell, a.k.a. Chef Patrick. Patrick is a talented fellow and is making an impact on the domain industry. And tonight, the chef and I, we're going to be doing some domain talking. So we're going to be right back with our show after a short commercial break.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEOFox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
Hi, this is Joel Kahn. I want to take a moment to tell you about a revolutionary new theme for WordPress that's going to change the way you make websites. It's called the Socrates theme, and it is the number one WordPress product on ClickBank. You can see it in action right now at SocratesTheme.com. The Socrates theme has a ton of options for customizing your site, but what really makes it stand out is the ability to monetize your site instantly just by entering your ClickBank or AdSense IDs right inside the theme. That's right, there's no plugins needed. Go check it out now at SocratesTheme.com.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
State of Search, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the International Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on WebmasterRadio.fm. Tonight, we're very privileged to be joined by a guy who's making a big impact on the industry, Chef Patrick, and Patrick Riddell, my friend. And Patrick, we've had you on the show a few times, and it's a real delight to have you back on here again.
Thanks, Victor. I'm super excited. I think as well, we'll see. But you know, now I'm the co-host. We're co-hosts. This is
That's right. So, folks, you're going to have a little bit of a twist in the format of the show going forward. We're going to be introducing some new things. Patrick and I will be doing some shows together, and at other times one or the other will be doing the show and allowing the other one a night off. So looking forward to working with Patrick. And as you know, those of you that that know him, he is a very creative guy and a guy that likes to keep it fun. So I think that he's going to introduce a good element to the show, and he certainly has, as if you read his blog, he is certainly knowledgeable about the industry, and he shares with you his perspective on things, and he doesn't hold punches. He'll put it politely, but he speaks the truth. But he's also a fun guy to be around with. If you've been in any of the trade shows, he's a great fun guy to talk to and a fun guy to be around, and a guy that I have the privilege to spend some time with, and really do look forward to working with him. So again, it's good to have you on the show here tonight, Patrick.
Well, thanks, Victor. I really appreciate it. I've had a great time knowing you. It's funny enough, but I took your position kind of at Moniker, which something when we first met, I don't think that would have ever happened. So this is just kind of a funny reverse role.
Yeah.
But no, I appreciate it. I think the only thing I'm going to let people down with is I can't have female models visual, I'm used to doing my videos, and I have a female model with me doing the videos. I can't provide that with the radio show. I just don't think the sexy voice is the same as seeing the thing on video. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's kind of difficult to actually show that image, but you can create that image in one's mind by providing descriptive words and so forth. But then again, if we were to do that, we may really drive up the ratings, but I'm not so sure we would be still hitting the same target, audience. So maybe we can do is simulcast something, and have the pretty girls and stuff holding up signs, while we're running the show.
I like that. But they can have the webmaster radio.fm t-shirts in the back, the tight tops.
Hey, wouldn't that be awesome? One of the things you touched on, and I want to, let everyone kind of hear from you what you're doing these days, because I know it's been a subject of, a lot of people in the industry find it curious or trend setting. What does this mean? You have an entrepreneurial guy like Chef Patrick, got his own blog site, got his own domaining business, been running, independent for quite some time, and suddenly you sell out and you move in with Mother Corporation. you sold your soul and went to work for a company and have a regular, hours to your job. So is it everything that you expected? Why'd you do it? How is it? And explain to people how you're able to take and keep it all going at the same time.
Oh, my God. It is a challenge. I don't know how you did it, Victor. I got to say, Oversea is a amazing company, and I love the people I work with and for. Nothing negative there about the company. The biggest challenge for me is, like you said, I've been self-employed for so long. It's nearly 7 years. So to go from being self-employed, doing what I want, when I want, to being told what to do when I don't want and when I have to. So that part's been a challenge. But, I did it because I really wanted to learn how to broker names. There are systems in place, and there is a technique to brokering a name that – sometimes going out and doing it is great, but the people that work in that office. I have the experience or the opportunity to learn from people experienced like Monty Khan, which, the godfather of our industry, has sold some of the biggest names ever. John Moriello, who just sold slots.com for $5.5 million, dating.com for $1.8 million, board games for $450,000, and who is it? Howard Kopp, who sold, I think it was guns.com and a few other big sales. So to be able to pull the knowledge these guys have and learn from that, that's just invaluable. I couldn't do that sitting at home and trying to work for myself.
And so what's it like, though, doing the other things? Okay, because I can certainly relate to what's involved with the work and brokering. And it's, I'm sure brokering's it's an interesting business, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of phone calls to make a deal close. But how is it that you're able to juggle also the blog, your own blog? you keep it up and you actually, you know, have advertisement from competitors and all kinds of stuff. So you're like keeping it real and, you know, serving the industry and talking about the industry. And, you know, how is it that you're able to keep up all these other things too? I mean, that's, you're a freaking Superman.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been failing a lot. And, you know, that's the biggest thing in life is, you know, you've got to fail to succeed. So, you know, one lesson I've taught, and this is from real estate, the lesson I taught students that I had in real estate was fail quickly and learn from it right away. So the faster you can fail. So I feel like I've been failing the domain industry, and, you know, I apologize, and I'll be writing a blog post about it. But I've been failing the community because I haven't been blogging as much as I should. You know, I think there was a period of 20-something days where I didn't blog. You know, obviously, you know, I've worked that out with my advertisers. I've extended a couple, you know, maybe a month for free to compensate for my not blogging. My traffic's still been, you know, the same. So I've been very, you know, good there. But the hardest thing was the move. You know, I started with Moniker, I think, you know, back in April. And they had me traveling every week to Fort Lauderdale. So I didn't get, I lived in Orlando, which is two hours and 45 minutes away. So I had to travel every single week, stay in a hotel in Fort Lauderdale. You know, they sent me traveling to, I think, three shows in my first 60 days with the company. And I didn't have a stable life, so I didn't have an opportunity to sit anywhere in one place and blog. I didn't have an opportunity to really see my family. And then just the last 2 weeks ago, we finally moved to Fort Lauderdale. And life has been 1,000 times better because I have a life. I actually have my own bed I get to sleep in again. I get to come home from work and see my family. So that was the biggest thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure you're going to do very good in your new role there at Moniker. And
you certainly bring a lot of great. I want to know more about you, though. I mean, what about you? I mean, like I said, this is a reverse role. I'm doing what you were doing. So what happened?
Well, you know, I got to say that I really enjoyed when I came on board at Moniker back in 2004. I came in at a very entrepreneurial stage, and it's not to say that, you know, that the company now is part of the overseas, you know, companies is a global conglomerate, but I mean it's a much, much larger organization, and it's as organizations grow, you know, they change in the way that they do things. And I really from myself personally enjoyed that entrepreneurial phase of going after, you know, moving very rapidly in the industry and you know, sometimes taking chances and so forth. And, you know, so it's just kind of the kind of role that I enjoy doing and being a part of bringing a young company, you know, up and making it larger. And so I found the time had come for me to, you know, make some changes. And I had I love the people there at Moniker and left under very good terms with everyone and have nothing but respect for them. But it was just me.
Of course, everybody says nothing but good things about you. I mean, I'm even sitting in your old desk. I mean, I know you came into the office, but that tell me this is ironic. But I'm even sitting in your old desk. So what did you do? I know you took some time off before you decided what you were going to do.
Well, you know, I did because I took a month off actually, and used that time to kind of, you know, settle up on some personal things and settle up on some business things. And I started the middle of March working for a smaller company, but a company that I'm very proud to be a part of called DomainIt, which is an ICANN accredited registrar owned by Mr. Paul Goldstone. And so DomainIt, we have a lot of things that we want to do with the registrar to grow it and you know, achieve higher market share. So again, it's a very entrepreneurial phase that we're in right now. Even though the company's been around for a long time, we're still at a phase right now where we can really go and do some big things and grab some attention. And the other thing is, I'm very proud to be associated with is a website that's more industry focused called iGoldRush, and this is a site that's been around since 1996. And it is a repository of everything about the domain industry, how the UDRP process works, you know, cyber squatting, domain transfers, renewals, how the registry, registrar's, registrant relationship all works.
You just gave it a big overhaul, didn't you?
You know, it's a major overhaul and brought it all up to date. And the thing is just so well positioned within the search engine. It's amazing where we show up not number one through positions 1 through 3 in the search engine, the majority of the industry search terms, you know, that we define the industry. And it's because the site's been around for so long and it's like content rich. So anyway, I'm part of that that organization, and we'll be able to do some content contributions myself and kind of in the background, making sure that, you know, the business is running well. But fun organization, and I really love being a part of it, and I'm still allowed to be doing Domain Masters and some other good things too.
Well, that's awesome. Congrats. I know you definitely ended Moniker on a very high note, if it was obviously public, but your final sale was photo.com for how much was it?
It was $1.25 million. So
that's awesome. Was that your highest?
Well, it was. I actually, within a period of 18 months, I had two seven-figure sales. I also had ad.com, which went for 1.3. So it technically was the highest, but you know, there was issues that ensued afterwards that was well beyond the control of the transaction itself that caused that deal to fall apart. But that was actually ad.com was the biggest sell at 1.3 million, and okay, then photo.com at 1.25.
Let's talk about ad.com. I think I don't know how this works. Forgive me. I'm still, this is my first one, but I think we have to take a commercial, and you know what to say. So when we get back, we'll talk more about ad.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so at that point, on that cue, we're going to be breaking for a commercial. So this is Domain Masters you're listening to on webmasterradio.fm. You're listening to Victor Pitts and Chef Patrick Riddell. We'll be right back after this message.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online release news and content distribution service.
Watch your shopping cart overflow because you found the e-com experts. Ecom Experts, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
You're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and I also want to introduce, if you missed the top of our show, Chef Patrick, who is our new co-host here on Domain Masters, and welcome him to the webmasterradio.fm team on the Domain Masters program. So welcome back, Chef.
Thank you. I am just engaged in the chat on the chat. It's the webmasterradio.fm/chat. I'm having fun in there, but... thank you.
Well, yeah. So, well, welcome back. Hey, listen, as we were breaking for the commercial, and good segue there, you handled that absolutely beautifully.
Thank you.
You were mentioning ad.com. So tell me, give me an update on ad.com. What you talking about, Willis?
I don't know nothing about ad.com. You're the one that sold it, so I wanted to hear from you. What happened with it? Did it ever sell? Who sued what and where and why? What?
We're not supposed to talk about that, man.
We can't talk about it?
No, man. Oh, man. We're under non-disclosure.
Well, that's just... You're not. Okay. You left. Yes. I work for Monogram.
I think I probably am. Okay. The bottom line is that the name was acquired in a very competitive auction. We had that name was listed in the low six-figure range into the auction as its minimum reserve, and there was about six bidders that were actively bidding on the name in the live auction, and it was very competitive, and it ran all the way up to, you know, the higher six-figure range, and we still had three people engaged, and then one more dropped off, and there was two people, and it ran all the way up the ladder to 1.3 million, and a company bought it, and I'd rather not mention the company name, but it's all public record. I just don't want to even, you know, talk and get into the specifics. But then what happened was, is after the transaction, they were approached by a very large, well-recognized company that laid claim to the name, the word ad, and ad.com as a domain, as a trademark.
And that's public, right? But we can't say it. We can't.
No, it's public, but I'm not going to say it because I didn't ask for a legal opinion on it. So I'll just avoid the situation and not say it. But anyway, that company threatened to sue. You know, if it was used, and they tried to kill the deal, and they basically did just that. They killed the deal, even though there was, from all legal interpretation, no real claim that could be validated, because that company had filed for a trademark, but they had filed for a trademark after the name had been made listed on, you know, on an auction and had been publicized, and they filed the trademark, which means that if it was listed for an auction, that name had already been registered, which it had been, and for a long time, and there was never an issue in how it was used. How it intended to be used or anything. There was never an issue. No one was contacted, but it was just a very, very strange thing. But that pressure from that very large company was enough to provide a risk factor, a higher risk factor for the buyer, and a risk factor the buyer wasn't willing to take on.
So where is it at right now? It's in limbo. It's still with the original seller, original owner.
That is the last I looked, that was the case, yeah.
Now, I know, like I said, I know you were involved in the sale, you know, non-disclosure, blah, blah, blah. What do you think is going to happen? The sale, will it ever get completed, or that's just done with?
I don't know. That's an area I couldn't really say. I don't know if charges have been dropped yet, because there was suits and so forth between between the buyer and the seller, as well as we, you know, overseas was involved in the suit as well. So okay. I don't know where things stand.
All right, we won't comment. I think Webmaster Radio, at least with me on the show, is going to have to get some disclosure that says the views and opinions of host Chef Patrick is not the views and opinions of webmasterradio.fm.
Well, I forgot to put it at the top of the show there, Chef, so I'm going to add it to the podcast. Don't worry about that.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you could talk, too, during the show. This is awesome.
Well, I think you're breaking the format barrier. We're kind of opening things up there, Chef. So, yes, producers allow the talk. I just never have, because it's been like – conventionally not a point where I just jump in, but you guys are having so much fun, I can't help myself.
But you got the radio voice. This is awesome.
He does. Welcome. He's great on the commercials too. Hey, Chef, let's talk about some domain topics right now. So
all right, we'll stay focused. Tell us,
let's pick you pick some item right now that you think is a major thing, a major issue or concern, something going on in the industry that you find is pretty cool that you think is topical that you want to chat about.
You know what I want to talk about, because I'm going to be selfish here. I want to talk about the snap names, the moniker .us auction. Now, and you and me, we had a conversation at Traffic when we were in Vancouver just recently. And I'm super excited. I mean, I'm not trying to plug it because I work for Moniker. I'm plugging it because I'm super excited about the extension .us. And I think Morgan, who's in the room, he's Morgan, who's in the chat room, I'll say that, is
okay, so let's talk about .us rather than something specific on that auction, which you can certainly plug. But why do you like .us?
Because it's our country. I'm proud to be. It's .us. I'm a U.S. citizen. So every country has their extensions. You've got .de, which is huge. You got .ca. Wherever you go, there's a country code. Now we have our own country code. I mean. You tell me, you know more about the domain industry than me, actually, because you've been doing this a lot longer than me. And how long has .us been out? Do you remember or know when it actually first came out?
It was mid-2000s, if memory serves me correct, around 2004, somewhere around that time frame. I'm not real sure. I didn't look it up. But here's what I would say against .us. If you look at the value of a .us name, and you look what it's trading for on the market, in the market system, a .com compared to a .us, you'll find that there is a substantial difference in the price on the aftermarket for .us names when you compare the keyword aspect of the domain name or the SLD to the .com equivalent. You find that the .com just dwarfs it, right? Sometimes as much as 100 to 1. All right. I really believe that the .us is grossly undervalued. And I really do believe long term that the .us is going to be worth a lot. And the reason is because the internet's growing up. It's becoming very, very global. It's not just the United States all over it now. It's like every country that's been introduced to it is getting all over it. And with them, they're so accustomed and comfortable with using the CCTLDs. And they're accustomed to thinking in terms of the two-character, country extension. Now, granted, everybody knows a .com, and it is global. And .coms are only going to appreciate in value even more, in my opinion. But I do really believe that of many of the different TLDs on the marketplace, that as the world grows up and more people want to do business with people inside the United States, they will choose to take and register the .us, or they will covet to have the .us in the same way that people doing business in their countries that are from here would highly covet, names with those particular country codes if you're trying to do business there. Mm-hmm. So I really do think that the .us names will appreciate in value and in a real high growth or real high rate of climb in the upcoming years.
I agree. I think the value is going to go up. I don't know what you're thinking as far as like extreme growth. I don't know if it'll ever get to the point where you're thinking like it'll match a .com.
No, I don't think it will ever make
value. Will never be there. It'll never be there as long as .com is our, technically it's not our country code, but we use it as our country code because that's what we use every day. Now, if we were in .ca, .ca in Canada, they originally used, I believe it's .com, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're now phasing over to a .ca, which is just growing huge, and the values are going up there. We've sold, poker.ca and what was the other one? Slots.ca, all for over 200,000. A couple other CA names. There you're seeing the value grow because now over 50% of the country is using that extension. And that's the only way .us will ever become as valuable as a traditional CCTLD. Although I'm a fan and I love it, and I think it's great for search engine optimization. There are just a ton of good values out there. I mean, you could buy super premiums for anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000. You can buy almost any name for under $10,000, except for your five premiums like hotels, sex, porn. So I mean, that's my two cents. But I love US. Right. iBuy.us.
Let me ask you this, okay? So it is a country code. You know, it is a special type of domain name, and country codes are a little bit of a different type of an animal, because the country can set rules on there. For example, .us has some special provisions. You cannot have whois privacy on a .us name, and that's because the United States government said that you couldn't. Because of Homeland Security, they had some control and influence because it is our country code. And we know that China, with the .cn names, had changed the rules in terms of who could, how you could utilize or how you could use a .cn name. And as a result, many, many people lost their .cn name after having invested in them, been paying, you know, registration renewal rates for years, in some cases spending a lot of money on them, and they lost the names.
Because they weren't using them properly, or just because they were hiding their identity?
A variety of rule infractions, because they changed the rules and it was just like they could do that quickly. It's a very volatile thing, is my point. Rules can change in a much, much shorter time frame than can a GTLD that has to go through this long United Nations-like, ICANN process. You know, things just cannot be changed overnight. You see it coming, and you see it coming for a long, long time before it actually happens, and you got plenty of time to prepare for it and so forth. But with CCTLDs, you don't have that luxury. Now, that's the concern I have about CCTLDs. But having said that, there are some of them that have just been, you know, phenomenal in terms of growth rate, in terms of aftermarket value. Look at the success of the .me, you know, for a little country, Montenegro, and just how it's been repurposed and turned into more of a social type of domain name. The incredible marketing job that .co is using for the Colombian, you know, CCTLD, and it's been very successful through its land rush and sunrise period of time, and a lot of names have moved, and it should be very, very successful as when it gets into general.
Let me ask you this. I mean, and I'm not – I like CO. I like .me. I mean, I did a radio show this morning where I was a guest for .me. But I don't see it daily, and that's when it's really going to hit. That's really when the values are going to go through the roof, is when it becomes a daily thing. When I drive down the street and the signs say McDonald's.me or whatever the case is, when I pass by a mom-and-pop store. Now, for our country – and this is going back to U.S., I do see that occasionally. Do I see it every day? No. But you've got people like Ken Hansen, which is one of the heads over at Newstar. You know, and if you're friends with him on Facebook, you'll see every day he puts out a daily, .us.
Domain of the day. Yeah.
Domain of the day. And I love it. And I think that's where we're going to get the value with U.S. because that's where we originally started. But .me, .co, great. .co's launching.
Right.
Those guys are doing a phenomenal job. So.
Hey, just to interject real quick, I mean, that name he puts out isn't actually it is a domain of the day, but it's actually a website or a business, you know, that's behind it. And it's not just hey, this is a great domain, guys, but this is a great business that chose to use this as their brand, you know.
Exactly, because it's an alternative. Like, you can't buy – I think it was hotdogs.us. This may be wrong, but we were in New Orleans at the GEO conference, and me and Ken went to have lunch, and we walked by, and we seen a hot dog vendor – and it was like hotdogs.us or something to that. But obviously you couldn't buy hotdogs.com. It would probably be, $250,000 to $750,000 name, mm-hmm. where .us he probably could have picked it up for $2,500. So I love .us. There's extreme value there to buy, especially in today's market. You can get some great values on them. Mm-hmm. I would love the value to go up. I mean, obviously we all make money, if the values go up. I mean, I own probably 100 U.S. names, so I would love to have that value increase that you foresee. I just don't see it myself.
All right. Hey, Patrick, guess what time it is?
Oh, no, it's not time to go, is it?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. You know, this is a little bit shorter format than, some shows are. So it is that time of the day, and we're going to need to put a wrap onto the show. So before we go, though, I want to thank you for being on this. I want everyone to give them a big round of applause. Okay.
You too. Beautiful. Thank you so much. You've been doing this. Just touch real quick. We'll touch in the future because I think we're going to do this again. This was fun. But you've been doing this for 2+ years. That's awesome, man. Seriously, you've done a great job with the show.
No, actually, I've been doing it since 2004. It's been full-time for the last couple of years. Hey, but I do want to give kudos to the South Florida Domainers Group. I saw you there last week, so you know Patrick's very active in the group and active in the domaining community. And so anyway, it was a great event. Had some good information sponsored by .co, and we also had a they had a domain auctioneer. There was some, that was a pretty cool concept to take domains, low reserve type of names, but there were some higher quality names there as well, or higher end names that did a little private auction and stuff. And so it was a nice experience, and want to give kudos to them and any of the other regional domainer groups. If you could keep in contact with us at Domain Masters, let us know what's going on and what kind of events you got going on, and make any sort of announcement. We'd be happy to do that for you.
Yeah, no, that's so awesome. We love the local domain communities. I'm proud to be part of the South Florida group. I know you're trying to wrap this up, so let's tell people where to find us. Because I'm here. You can find me at chefpatrick.com. You can email me, you can call me, whatever you want. If you ever need any domain advice, I really love this business. I haven't been as long as Victor, but I love the community. I'm very vocal. I'm active in the community. I know a lot of people. So I'm excited about the future of this show. Victor, I hope you are too, and see what comes of this. And how can everybody find you and brag about yourself? Come on. You've been doing this for so long. You're big.
I appreciate that. Folks, you can get in touch with me at victor@domainit.com, or you can get in touch with me, victor@igoldrush.com. Go check those sites out. I think you'll be impressed. And Chef, you didn't mention anything about the cruise. Is that still on? You're still doing the DN cruise?
Oh yeah, it is. We got August 12th. The pricing goes up. I've been taking it off. I haven't been able to promote it much, but we'll sell out at about 125 guests. That's going to be October 11th through the 15th. Check out dncruise.com. Book before August 12th because the rates are going to go up about $150 per ticket.
Hoorah. All right. Well, folks, we'll come to the close of another edition of Domain Masters, the radio show where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, I should say co-host, and also joined tonight by Patrick Riddell. You're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. All of our shows are archived at webmasterradio.fm, as well as podcasts on such popular locations as iTunes, Google, and Yahoo. Come back to webmasterradio.fm next week for another informative Domain Masters episode. Till then, best wishes, and I hope that you're each the master of your domain. Have a good night, folks.
Good night, guys.